This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Bill Rogers is a fixture at the Boston Marathon every year, as well he should be. He won the race four times. WBUR's Alex Ashlock caught up with Rogers to talk about his connection to the Boston Marathon.
It's always exciting. And I think that's one reason why people run, is because of the goodwill, the feelings, the intense feelings, not to mention physiologically, genetically, we're meant to move. But I just think the friendship connection is so powerful. And I don't know if it's, I suppose the athletes have that in other sports, but I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about the media, the spectators. There can't be any event in the world where if you go out to the thousands and thousands of spectators and you see so much goodwill and positive feelings, as in marathoning, in road racing, this sport, it's unbelievable. And you see it at New York City Marathon, you see it at Boston, you see it at Chicago. It's a global phenomenon. We have something no other sport has.
And you're talking about a sense of community, and you guys had that when you were training back in the late 70s and early 80s with the Greater Boston Track Club. You had guys like Greg Meyer coming in. And you built up this sense of community, and the result was, you know, you guys wanted to win the Boston Marathon.
There was a tremendous drive within all of us. We were all competitive runners in high school and college, and suddenly it ended. I quit and decided to become a smoker. I became a smoker, and I have a book out now called Marathon Man, and it's really about these sorts of things, about how friendship is key, and how my brother Charlie and I and our best friend Jason Keough, as kids, we started running as kids in high school, never thinking of running a marathon. But when you stick together, and then I met Amy Burfoot at Western University in Connecticut, and he won Boston, but I still couldn't understand it until we all moved here. Charlie, Jason, and I moved to Boston, and I couldn't believe it. It's nothing like a dual track meet, Wesleyan versus Yale or something. It's a little bigger, you know, and the feeling of it is indescribable. So to any folks who are listening, I would say go to your local road race. See what I'm talking about.
I wonder if you feel differently about your victories here now that you are getting further away from them. You won here four times. So you're always here, and you're always here talking about, you know, the greatness of the Boston Marathon. But I just wonder if you feel differently about those victories now than you did 10 years ago or 5 years ago.
Not too much. You know, I did want to just say that, you know, I wouldn't have won Boston without Coach Billy Squires, our Greater Boston Track Club teammates. We all improved with Squires. To this day, 35 years later, he's still America's greatest marathon coach. But the sport has become even more competitive. Thank God, you know, USA Track and Field has put some money into our national training programs, and we have some of the great Americans here for the Boston Marathon.
So Shalane Flanagan is running the Boston Marathon for the first time. Very excited about that. She's a contender.
Yeah.
What kind of advice would you give to her making her Boston debut on this course?
You know, Shalane has an Olympic bronze medal. One of the few people on the planet, the Olympic medal. She's a great, great competitor. She's proven New York City. She almost won New York, her first marathon. You know, she's for real. She could win Boston, but I think it will be tough. And we have other top Americans here. So this is a sport of surprises. Yes, the cream of the crop and the champions almost always come through, but not always. But Shalane is a New Englander, and there is a strong New England connection to this race.
That's four-time Boston Marathon champion Bill Rogers, speaking with WBUR's Alex Ashlock. This is 90.9 WBUR.